Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. Are you calling in to cancel the account today?
I don't even know how you got my account information and charged my account.
Well, ma'am, what our website do, we provide public information, ma'am. We're a database company for all of our customers to search property reports, vehicle reports, and search individuals, ma'am. Do you remember going online and paying a dollar deposit to do a search at propertyrecords.com?
Yes, it was for one search. Why did you charge my account?
Okay.
$8.95.
Well, ma'am, may I please have the email address now on the account that you're calling in about today, and I can research the account for you, okay?
Denise. WADLEY@ept.net.
I didn't hear that website.
What do you mean?
Okay, can you repeat the email address, ma'am, back to me?
I'm actually very, very uncomfortable with the fact that you charged my account when I didn't authorize that. So I don't really feel comfortable telling you my email address. I would like to know how you got this, because I'm about to report this as fraud.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, check with your bank and then give us a call back, okay? Check with your bank and they will, let you know exactly what happened with the charges, ma'am, okay? All right. Is there anything else now I can assist you with today?
No.
Okay.
But I would like to charge as reverse.
Okay, in order for me to do that, ma'am, I would need the last four digits of your credit card that was being billed, or the email address, ma'am. You stopped in the middle of the email address.
Yes, because I have no idea who I'm talking to, and I don't really feel comfortable giving you my personal information.
Okay, and as I stated before, ma'am, can you just check with your bank and give us a call back, okay? All right.